Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
So there's quite an amazing story making the rounds. A beluga whale, and I'm not quite sure what a beluga whale is, but it was spotted in the Thames River in London, and he's made quite a splash there. Ah, no pun intended. The whale was caught on video coming up to the surface also at Gravesend near Kent, which is on the southeast coast of England. I thought, wait a minute, Kent? That's where my buddy Dominic King is from. He's the host of the Dominic King Show on BBC Radio Kent there in England, and he joins me this morning. Hey, pal, how are you? Thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, Kevin, really good. Thanks for being with us over here, and you're absolutely right. We're on whale watch right now.
Well, how amazing was that, that somebody has a beluga whale on video?
Absolutely right. There's quite a lot of footage about it going across the BBC. By the way, the beluga whale has now got a name, Benny the beluga whale. And Benny got into, the wrong place, I guess. You mentioned Gravesend. Gravesend is famous for the place where Pocahontas arrived with Captain John Smith, of course. So there's quite a connection with you guys in the United States already. And then Benny the beluga whale found its way into our area. Let's hear from our reporter, Emily Unia, who can tell you what happened yesterday.
Day afternoon, an ecologist and ornithologist was the one who saw it first and said it seemed to be feeding around barges near Gravesend. The environment manager at the Port of London Authority, which is monitoring the whale, said it's unclear what the whale could actually be eating. There was concern about plastic bags. Actually, what they usually feed on is things like herring and cod, a fish really from cold seas, and I'm not sure there's a huge amount of that in Gravesend, so that's a bit of a concern. There are a number of rescue teams on standby in case the whale gets into danger.
Wow. So we are talking being in an area well away from its natural habitat of the Arctic, Kevin.
Well, and I would imagine it's probably a bit more amazing that it was seen in the Thames as opposed to coming up in the ocean at Kent is one thing, but actually being in the Thames River?
Well, of course, we know that whales know how to travel. They don't have to worry about TripAdvisor. They are able to head from one place to another, and they carry on these huge journeys. So Gravesend to the Thames is not too far away. So I'm imagining that what the whale is doing is stopping off in this part of Kent, then deciding, actually, you know, we've got Harrods, we've got the London Eye, and maybe I need to check out Parliament, see how they're doing at the mother of all parliaments in Westminster. And just enjoying that sightseeing. I think for a lot of people on the Thames itself, you can imagine that a lot of American tourists arrive there and they expect to see the duck ride, where you can go from the side of the river straight into the river on a vehicle. They expect to see all those places like the Tower of London. What they might not be expecting is to see a whale approaching the boat that they're on visiting the river.
Well, maybe the folks in Kent now can add this as a new tourist attraction. You have the White Cliffs of Dover, and how about the beluga whale as well? You know, you never know.
I've got to tell you, there's a deep sense that lots of people have been heading their way towards the whale to go and do exactly that, some whale watching. Beluga whales, Kevin, can grow up to 20 feet in length. They're usually at home in the icy waters around Greenland or the Barents Sea. So to see them off the coast of Kent and the River Thames has been quite a surprise.
I love that. Well, I'm sorry, his name is Benny, you said? Was he named Benny?
What's wrong with Benny? Benny the beluga whale. Oh, of course, Benny.
Oh, it's certainly better than Whaley McWhaleface. But, you know.
That would be quite awkward, really.
Well, my pal Dominic King at BBC Radio Kent, a beluga whale found in Kent in England there and in the Thames River in London as well. Just amazing. Dom, thank you as always for coming on my show. Really appreciate it.
Love being with you, Kevin. You know that.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.